Crop development has continued to progress in the region this week. Producers are busy prepping for harvest and will likely be out combining within the next week or two. Although the region received more rainfall than others, the crops in the northwest have struggled all season long under poor growing conditions brought on by dry conditions. Northwest estimated hay yields dry land irrigated land alfalfa 0.8 N, A brome, alfalfa 0.9 N, A other tame hay 0.7 N, A wild hay 0.8 N, A greenfeed 0.9 N, A most of the northwest region received rain this week, with many areas receiving half of an inch. The areas around Hafford, North Battleford, Spiritwood and Glaslyn received the highest amount of rain in the region with 14 millimeters. The Barthel area received 12 millimeters and the Meadow Lake area received 10 millimeters. Moisture conditions remained relatively stable in the region this week. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 3% adequate, 42% short and 55% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 3% adequate, 40% short and 57% very short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to wind, heat and localized reports of hail. There was also damage caused by Bertha armyworms and grasshoppers in the region, but it is likely too late to spray to control these pests. Farmers are busy finishing haying and baling, hauling grain and getting bins and equipment ready for harvest. Warm weather has continued to help crops mature throughout the province. Producers have been able to make considerable headway with harvest. 7% of crop is now combined and 6% is ready to straight combine. The five-year average, 2016 to 2020, for this time of year is 1% combined and 2% ready to straight combine. Scattered showers throughout the province have caused short delays to harvest, but producers are happy to finally receive rain. 54% of winter wheat, 51% of fall rye, 37% of field peas and 29% of lentils are now in the bin. Harvest is most advanced in the south and west central regions, where 12% of crop in the southwest, 8% of crop in the southeast and 7% of crop in the west central is combined. Producers in the northern regions have a little more than 1% of crop combined. Much of the province received small amounts of rain this week, with parts of the northern, west central and southeast regions receiving half an inch to an inch. The Lipton area received the most rainfall this week with 37 millimeters. The Langenberg area received 27 millimeters, the Rhine area 32 millimeters and the Indian Head area received 24 millimeters. More rain would be welcome to help late-seeded crops fill the last of their seed. The biggest benefit of the rain will be to pasture land that has struggled to endure the drought. Small showers during the week did little to offset the ongoing drought, but there was a slight increase in topsoil moisture conditions. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 6% adequate, 32% short and 62% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 5% adequate, 28% short and 67% very short. Many producers have noted that hay yields are below average this year. Estimated average dryland hay yields for the province are 0.80 tons per acre for alfalfa, 0.70 tons per acre for alfalfa, bromegrass, 0.60 tons per acre for other tame hay, 0.60 tons per acre for wild hay and 1.0 tons per acre for greenfeed. Estimated average irrigated hay yields are 1.3 tons per acre for alfalfa, 1.80 tons per acre for alfalfa, bromegrass and 2.2 tons per acre for greenfeed. The majority of crop damage this week was due to wind, drought stress, heat, wildlife, grasshoppers and flea beetles. There have also been isolated reports of hail. Producers are busy wrapping up haying and baling, getting ready for harvest, desiccating and swathing crops and combining in some areas. On August 10, Agriculture Minister David Marrott announced $119 million in provincial support under Agri-Recovery, with the federal government requested to provide its full 60% cost share to increase the total program value to $297 million. The program will provide a per-head payment to help maintain female breeding stock. The province is currently working with the federal government to finalize the details of the program, which will be administered by Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation. This information, including how to apply, will be shared as soon as possible. Producers are reminded that in response to the feed shortage this year, Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation is doubling the low-yield appraisal threshold values for customers who salvage their cereal or pulse crops as feed, without negatively impacting future individual coverage. Customers are asked to contact their local SCIC office before they graze, bale or silage any damaged crops to discuss their options. Additionally, the Government of Saskatchewan made changes to temporarily increase the maximum funding a livestock producer can receive from the Farm and Ranch Water Infrastructure Program, FRWIP, for dugouts, wells and pipelines for agricultural use. The federal and provincial governments have also increased the 2021 Agri-Stability Interim Benefit Payment Percentage from 50% to 75% for Saskatchewan producers. The interim benefit provides the opportunity for producers who are enrolled in Agri-Stability to access a portion of their benefit early, to help support losses and cover costs. To apply for an interim benefit, producers can contact their local SCIC office, call the Agri-Stability Call Center toll-free at 1-886-270-8450, or email agristability@scic.ca. Producers are also reminded the Farm Stress Line is available for support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, toll-free at 1-800-667-4442. Calls are answered by Mobile Crisis Services Regina, a nonprofit, community-based agency, and there is no call display. A complete, printable version of the crop report is available online at https://www.saskatchewan.ca/crop-report. Follow the 2021 crop report on Twitter at SK Agriculture.